Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's halacha topic from Daf Memches is the topic of tearing on Shabbos. It is based on the position of Rashi on our Daf, as discussed by the Be'er Halacha and Rav Moshe Feinstein, and the Halacha L'maisa applications of the Machlokas Rishonim about Korea that emerges from our Daf, and Rav Moshe and the Chofetz Chaim's discussion about it as well. The Gemara in the bottom of Memches Amud Aleph told us that HaPoseach Beis HaTzavar, someone who tears open the neck hole of a garment, is going to be chayiv. For what exactly is the individual going to be chayiv for? There are actually at least two, possibilities of what the individual will be chayiv for. Rashi says a little bit of a chidush by us. Memches Amud Aleph, last line, Rashi says that the Isser is Makeh B'Patish. However, if you take a look at the Rambam, in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud, he gives us a list of the Isser of Korea, and in the list of the Isser of tearing on Shabbos, the Rambam includes tearing open the Tzavar, HaPoseach Beis B'Tzavar, as an Isser of Korea. Some have suggested that the reason why Rashi does not learn like the Rambam is because the Gemara says, based on the Mishnah, on Ayin Gimel, a Masechah Shabbos, that Korea is Aser Min HaTorah only when it's Korea Amanas Litvar, tearing with the intention to sew. Some suggest that the only time there'll be an Issur D'oraisa of tearing is if it's on the condition to sew. However, the Be'er Halacha in the end of Simen Shin Mem addressed that explanation entirely out of hand. He rejects it because he says almost everyone understands that Korea Almanas Litvar doesn't mean that in order to be chayv you need to tear with the intention to sew. Rather, the chiv of Korea Almanas Litvar is just to preclude Korea Almanas Lekalkel. We know, we won't get into detail about this now, but we know that tearing for food, to open up a bag and simply to be mekalkalit, would be permissible if there is a tzorech of Shabbos. However, korea that's creating a tikkun, that would be problematic. It is for this reason that explaining the machlokis between Rashi and the Rambam, that Rashi holds that the only reason it would be chayva korea is if it's almanas litvar mamish, is very difficult. Most assume, as does the Be'er Halacha in the end of Simen Shin Mem, that the chiv of korea is any time the Kriya is doing something positive in the object. If that's so, the Be'er Halacha is very much bothered in the Shita of Rashi by us. Why did Rashi not say it was Isser Korea, and why did Rashi go to Makeh B'Patish? The Be'er Halacha suggests the following interesting idea in terms of Korea. He says, the difference between whether the prohibition of tearing something when making an object, like Poseach Beis HaTzavar, whether it's Makeh B'Patish or Korea, revolves around the fact that by definition, Korea as an action is one that is mekalkel, it's destructive in nature. However, Korea Almanas Litvar transforms the destructive act into a constructive one. If the act is by definition destructive, like tearing a garment, yet, when you're tearing it, you're furthering the tear so it'll be easier to sew. So the destructive act, because of the context, now becomes a positive one. In such a case, that's korea that's chayiv. But what happens if the korea, by definition, is not destructive, it's positive? Like opening up a neck hole. In such a case, argues the Be'er Halacha, it can't be called korea, because korea is only called korea, the Chofetz Chaim is mechadesh, if it's destructive. This is, he claims, is the position of Rashi. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Chelek Aleph of Orach Chaim has an awesome tshuva where he goes through the sugya of Korea. This is the first place that we have Rav Moshe discussing tearing on Shabbos, opening up cans on Shabbos, and so on. In Orach Chaim Aleph, Kuf Chuf Chav Beis, at the end of Anav Zayin, he quotes the Be'er Halacha's explanation. And he rejects the Chofetz Chaim, ve'eino nochon klal, v'hu beloi tam u'belo mikar b'gemara. Ramesh's argument is a fair one, and that is, at the end of the day, the Chofetz Chaim introduced a svara that has no sources, he claims, at all. Ramesh gives a different approach, and this propels us into the halacha l'maisa. Ramesh suggests, the reason why Poseach Beis HaTzavar is only chayiv for makah bepatish, according to Rashi, and does not qualify as korea, is because Ramesha claims in order to be chayiv on korea, there has to be an obvious tikkun in the object, where the object, it's clear that it was torn, and nevertheless, there is something that is positive that has come out of it. When you have a shirt, and you see the shirt post facto, you would not know the difference between a shirt that was sewn with an open neck hole and a shirt that was torn open and then crafted in the appropriate manner. Ramesha says this is the machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi. Rashi is of the opinion the only time you could call something as korea is when the effects of korea are obvious in the object. If it's not obvious in the object, it will not qualify as an iser korea. So the only reason you're chayiv over here for opening the neck hole is only because of makeh bepatish. Tangentially, I'd just like to add that the Minchas Chinuch points out, according to many Rishonim, once you're chayiv on one other malacha, you'll never be chayiv on makeh bepatish. That is why the Rambam won't count Poseach Beis HaTzavar both as Korea as well as Makeh Bepatish. The Rambam disagrees with the above, coming back to our topic, our above thesis, and the Rambam holds that in order to be chayiv on Korea, the tikkun does not need to be obvious in the sense that you don't need to know that this object was made through the process of Korea. In contrast, Ramesha points out, later on Kuf Hei, the Gemara will discuss Korea al Meso, someone who tears Kriya as an Avel, so then it is clear. Without the Kriya, then the expression of loss will not take place. A shirt, whether it has a neck hole that was sewn into it originally, or it had to be torn, either way, the tikkun doesn't require the act of kriya. Ramesha applies this idea halacha lemaisa. In Simin Kuf Chavba Beis, he says, for this reason, tearing open sugar packets cannot be an iser d'oraisa of kriya. Even if a person is trying to access the food inside and something positive is happening when he opens up the packet in order to be able to extract the sugar, at the end of the day, there's nothing in the sugar that calls out the act of korea. Nothing in the sugar that indicates that korea was necessary to create the sugar. Sometimes sugar doesn't come in sugar packets. If all the sugar in the world grew in sugar packets, maybe that would be a different story. But that's definitely not how sugar grows. That's not even how sugar is manufactured in many instances today. Even Splenda appears in large bags, and you don't need to get it specifically in packets. If that's so, then the act of tearing the sugar packet, since it's not making a tikkun in the actual object, but rather the tikkun is entirely contextual, so then, based on the fact that you need to get to this sugar, you needed to tear it, that cannot be an iser korea min haTorah. And therefore, Ramesha concludes, Lahalocha avoloi lemaisa, that the only time korea is asur is when the korea is creating something positive inherent in the object itself. Finally, there's another reason why korea might very well be permissible when it comes to tearing a sugar packet. In the Shmiru Shabbos Kehilchasa, Rav Shlomo Zalman went with the approach that the packet is considered batel to the food, and we have Simin Shin Yudalit Sifches, that if one has a kli that is wrapped around tamarim and grogros, in such a case one is allowed to open it, as described by the Gemara on Kuf Mem Vav, and the Mishnah Brura there explains that the outer shell is considered batel to the food. So Rav Shlomo Zalman suggests that the same would apply possibly to a sugar packet as well. This whole discussion, Ramesha Feinstein's whole approach, starts with the position of our Rashi, Amim Chesam Aleph, where from Rashi it seems that the only time, Ramesha claims, you're going to be chayiv on korea as korea al menas l'sakein, is where that korea is necessary in creating the tikkun in the object itself. The korea creates the tikkun. Without Korea, the Avel would not feel the expression of Avelus through Kriya. Without the Kriya, someone whose anger would not be able to express his anger by tearing the object. But getting to sugar doesn't necessarily require tearing. Or, as Rav Shlomo Zalman had suggested in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, that the packet becomes batel to the sugar. This Bezer Hashem concludes our sugya from Daf Memches.